أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير. الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور. الذي خلق سبع سماوات طباقا. ما ترى في خلق الرحمن من تفاوت فارجع البصر هل ترى من فطور. ثم ارجع البصر كرتين ينقلب إليك البصر خاسئا وهو حسير. ولقد زينا السماء الدنيا بمصابيح وجعلناها رجوما للشياطين وأعتدنا لهم عذاب السعير. وللذين كفروا بربهم عذاب جهنم وبئس المصير. إذا ألقوا فيها سمعوا لها شهيقا وهي تفور. تكاد تميز من الغيظ كلما ألقي فيها فوج سألهم خزنتها ألم يأتكم نذير. قالوا بلى قد جاءنا نذير فكذبنا وقلنا ما نزل الله من شيء إن أنتم إلا في ضلال كبير. وقالوا لو كنا نسمع أو نعقل ما كنا في أصحاب السعير. فاعترفوا بذنبهم فسحقا لأصحاب السعير. إن الذين يخشون ربهم بالغيب لهم مغفرة وأجر كبير. وأسروا قولكم أو اجهروا به إنه عليم بذات الصدور. ألا يعلم من خلق وهو اللطيف الخبير. هو الذي جعل لكم الأرض ذلولا فامشوا في مناكبها وكلوا من رزقه وإليه النشور. أأمنتم من في السماء أن يخسف بكم الأرض فإذا هي تمور. أم أمنتم من في السماء أن يرسل عليكم حاصبا فستعلمون كيف نذير. ولقد كذب الذين من قبلهم فكيف كان نكير. أولم يروا إلى الطير فوقهم صافات ويقبضن ما يمسكهن إلا الرحمن إنه بكل شيء بصير. أمن هذا الذي هو جند لكم ينصركم من دون الرحمن إن الكافرون إلا في غرور. أمن هذا الذي يرزقكم إن أمسك رزقه بل لجوا في عتو ونفور. أفمن يمشي مكبا على وجهه أهدى أمن يمشي سويا على صراط مستقيم. قل هو الذي أنشأكم وجعل لكم السمع والأبصار والأفئدة قليلا ما تشكرون. قل هو الذي ذرأكم في الأرض وإليه تحشرون. ويقولون متى هذا الوعد إن كنتم صادقين. قل إنما العلم عند الله وإنما أنا نذير مبين. فلما رأوا زلفة سيئت وجوه الذين كفروا وقيل هذا الذي كنتم به تدعون. قل أرأيتم إن أهلكني الله ومن معي أو رحمنا فمن يجير الكافرين من عذاب أليم. قل هو الرحمن آمنا به وعليه توكلنا فستعلمون من هو في ضلال مبين. قل أرأيتم إن أصبح ماؤكم غورا فمن يأتيكم بماء معين. صدق الله العظيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، سلام على المرسلين. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وأنزله المقعد المقرب عندك. اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة، صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم، وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وعلى آل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته واجزه عنا ما هو أهله واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته. وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل علينا معهم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك علينا معهم صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي. اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله، سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. التحيات لله، الزاكيات لله، الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء، التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا، وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم اغفر لي واهدني. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله، التحيات لله، الصلوات لله، الزاكيات لله. السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله، شهدت أن محمدا رسول الله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله، الصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. بسم الله، والسلام على رسول الله.
There are so many adhkar a person can make. The last hadith in Bukhari Sharif, it has been mentioned, the dhikr that has been shown there, it is mentioned in the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, kalimatani habibatani la rahman. There are two words most beloved in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very, very light on the tongue, very easy to say. Yet it is very, very heavy on the scales of the day of Qiyamah. In other words, it will make the scales of the good deeds very, very weighty. And these two words are Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi Subhanallahi al-Azim. Last hadith in Bukhari Sharif is this hadith. Inshallah, we'll make this zikr of this verse. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi Subhanallahi al-Azim. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم the word سبحان الله in English we cannot translate سبحان الله correctly. In English we just say glory be to Allah, but the real meaning of سبحان الله means oh Allah, I declare that you are absolutely free from any blemish, any defect, any shortcoming, any aib. You got no nuqsan in you, no naqais in you. You are absolutely pak and perfect. This is the meaning of Subhanallah. We just say glory be to Allah, but glory does not give the right translation. Subhanallah means, oh Allah, you are completely pak, free from any dirt, any impurity, any type of defect or any shortcoming. You are absolutely pak. You say Allah pak means Allah is free from any defect. This is the meaning of Subhanallah. So we are saying Allah is free from all defects, and we are saying it with His praise, wa bihamdihi, and Subhanallah again, Al Azim. Allah is the most mighty, the most powerful. Again, as we mentioned previously, think of Allah Ta'ala's greatness, Allah's kindness, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's mercy. And now we are taking the name of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala as though we have entered Jannat. And now we are taking the hymn, we are hymning the praise of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Just now Allah Ta'ala is going to unveil Himself. We have to imagine these things to get the feeling of what we are saying. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. 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 سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم 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 أستغفر الله بسر سيد أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. Even if your sins amount to the foam of the ocean of the world, Allah Ta'ala forgives all the sins. أستغفر الله 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 الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه استغفر الله 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 الذي لا اله الا هو الحي القيوم واتوب اليه استغفر الله 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 الذي لا اله الا هو الحي القيوم واتوب اليه استغفر الله 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 الذي لا اله الا هو الحي القيوم واتوب اليه استغفر الله 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 الذي لا اله الا هو الحي القيوم واتوب اليه استغفر الله 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 الذي لا اله الا هو الحي القيوم واتوب اليه استغفر الله 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 الذي لا اله الا هو الحي القيوم واتوب اليه استغفر الله 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 الذي لا اله الا هو الحي القيوم واتوب اليه استغفر الله 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 الذي لا اله الا هو الحي القيوم واتوب اليه استغفر الله 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 الذي لا اله الا هو الحي القيوم واتوب اليه استغفر الله 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 الذي لا اله الا هو الحي القيوم واتوب اليه استغفر الله 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 الذي لا اله الا هو الحي القيوم واتوب اليه
الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ 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 Allah, 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 Allah,
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله
لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم
اللهم لك الحمد كله اللهم أنت قيوم السماوات والأرض ومن فيهن ولك الحمد أنت نور السماوات والأرض ومن فيهن ولك الحمد أنت ملك السماوات والأرض ومن فيهن ولك الحمد أنت الحق وقولك حق ووعدك حق ولقاؤك حق والجنة حق والنار حق والنبيون حق ومحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم حق والساعة حق اللهم لك أسلمنا وبك آمنا وعليك توكلنا وإليك أنبنا وبك خاصمنا وإليك حاكمنا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد المبارك وسلم يا من أظهر الجميل وستر القبيح يا من لا يؤاخذ بالجريرة ولا يهتك الستر يا حسن التجاوز يا واسع المغفرة يا باسط اليدين بالرحمة يا عظيم المن يا كريم الصفح يا مبتدئ النعم قبل استحقاقها يا ربنا ويا سيدنا ويا مولانا ويا غاية رغبتنا يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم يا مالك يا كريم يا مغني يا صمد اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر ربي اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين ربي اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين ربي اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا
وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا وأخطأنا، ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا، ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به، واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، أنت مولانا أنت مولانا، فانصرنا عن القوم الكافرين. ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للذين كفروا، واغفر لنا ربنا إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم. ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين، ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين. اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين، ويا ذا القوة المتين، ويا راحم المساكين، ويا أرحم الراحمين، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الهم والحزن، ونعوذ بك من العجز والكسل، ونعوذ بك من الجبن والبخل، ونعوذ بك من غلبة الدين وقهر الرجال. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع، وقلب لا يخشع، ونفس لا تشبع، ومن دعاء لا يسمع. اللهم لا تردنا خائبين، اللهم لا تردنا خاسرين. يا الله يا الله، وديا توفيق، يا الله وديا فضل، وديا كرم، وديا كينس، وديا لف، وديا رحمة، وديا غريس، وديا فيض. يا الله، you give us a توفيق again together here. يا الله، you can see how desperate we are tonight. يا الله يا الله، we are so desperate. يا الله، that we don't want to leave your house. Ya Allah, we have come back again. Ya Allah, and again we are knocking on your door. Ya Allah, again we are knocking on your door. Ya Allah, all these brothers, Ya Allah, they have sacrificed sleep. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, they have to go to work tomorrow. Ya Allah, eh Malik e Kareem, you can see they are desperate. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we are knocking on your Mubarak doors. Ya Allah, such doors of yours. Ya Allah, unlike the doors of the dunya, Ya Allah, your doors are wide open. They are wasi', Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are on the doorstep, Ya Allah, with our begging bowls, Ya Allah, with these begging bowls of ours, Ya Allah. Hum itne kamzor hai, itne laik na laik hai, itne kameene hai. Ya Allah, hum gunegar hai, siyakar hai, badkar hai, hum sab kuch hai, magar banda hai, Ya Allah, tera banda hai, Ya Allah, hum tera banda hai, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are your makhluk. We are not somebody else's makhluk. Ya Allah, you created us. You sent us in this world. Ya Allah, we know you are testing us. Eh Malik Kareem. But we are failing miserably, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are finding it very difficult, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, therefore we are turning to you. You assist us in this examination. Make us pass with flying colors, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, tonight also, some person has left this world. Ya Allah, make his maghfirat, Ya Allah. All those marhumin, in the month of Ramadan, they passed away. They were so fortunate, Ya Allah. And even the other marhumin of the world, Ya Allah, whenever they passed away, grant them jannatul firdaus. Make them maghfirat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya wasi al maghfira. Ya Allah, your maghfirat is so vast, so vast, so vast, that we cannot fathom, we cannot understand, we cannot comprehend. Ya Allah, there is no limit to your vastness, there is no limit to your qualities, there is no limit to your treasures. Ya Allah, there is no limit to your kindness, there is no limit to you. Ya Allah, you are not bound by any space, by any time. Ya Allah, you are not answerable to any person. Ya Allah, there is no person above you. You are the most superior. You are the greatest. There is no person greater than you. There is no person more powerful than you. Everything is in your control. Ya Allah, you are the Allah of the night. You bring the night. You are the one who brings the day. You make the sunrise. You make the sunset. Ya Allah, you remove the darkness. You dispel the darkness. You bring light and you bring rays of the sun and you bring broad daylight. Ya Allah, the stars are in your control. The moon in your control. The skies, so powerful you created them. Ya Allah, we read the Surah Mulk, Ya Allah. And you mentioned to us your greatness, your might, your splendor, your majesty, your how powerful you are and how great you created, how powerful you created the skies. Ya Allah, you addressed us. Oh my Banda, look into my skies. Look how powerful I created them. There are no cracks, there are no fissures, There are no gaps. There are no holes. There are seven firmaments. They are solid. Oh, Ya Allah, You have asked us to look again and again. فَرْجِعِ الْبَصَرِ هَلْ تَرَى مِنْ فُطُورِ Look again and again. See properly. Do you see any flaws in the creation of Your Allah? Ya Allah, we have realized that You are the most powerful. Everything is in Your control. Ya مَنْ بِيَدِهِ مَلَكُوتُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ الْمُلْكِ Ya Allah, the kingdom of the heavens, the earth, the world, the everything, the seas, the mountains, the oceans, the birds, the animals, the insects, the fish in the sea, the jinnat, the malaika, the plants, the trees, every creature, every particle, every atom. Ya Allah, nothing is hidden from You. La ya'zubu anhu mithqalu dharra. Nothing in the sky, nothing in the earth, not a single molecule, not a single speck of dust, not a single particle can move without Your permission, without Your qudrat. Ey Malik, Ey Kareem, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, You have mentioned in the Quran Majeed that You are our Mawla. Ya Allah, the word Mawla comes from Wali, Ya Allah, which means friend. Oh Allah, You have said You are our friend, You are our protector, You are our guardian, You look after us, You care for us. And oh Allah, You are so kind, You give us food to eat, You give us the air to breathe. If You wish, You could have just stopped this air and we could have all died with no oxygen. Ya Allah, You gave us water to drink. Ya Allah, there are so many brothers and so many sisters of ours in different parts of the world. Ya Allah, they don't have clean water to drink. Ya Allah, they can't even take a clean bath, Ya Allah. Month of Ramadan is finishing. The day of Eid will come, Ya Allah. On the day of Eid, when every person likes to have a clean bath and put on clean clothes and new clothes, and the children, they like to show off to the other children happily, Ya Allah. They like to show them, they look at my clothing, look at my outfit, look at my shoes. Ya Allah, those so many masoom children, this Eid, what type of Eid will they celebrate, Ya Allah? They will hear 1,000 and 1,000,000 other children in the world, they celebrated the beautiful Eid, and they all assembled together at the Eidgah, and they had lovely food to eat, and they had sweetmeats, and they had so much of delicacies, and they had such nice time. Eh Malik e Kareem, those masoom children, they have torn clothing, they have got no shoes. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, their buildings have collapsed. Ya Allah, they are ruined. Eh Malik, Eh Kareem, You have raham on them. You are wise, You are full of wisdom. Nobody can question You. You know why You have done these things. And Ya Allah, this is our fault, our mistake, our blunder. We have caused this problem. It is our gunas. Ya Allah, we realize this. Ya Allah, we know very well that You are not a zalim. You don't oppress any person. You are full of kindness. You are full of mercy. You make these happen, these things happen, so that we can turn to You and we can repent of our sins and we can stretch out our hands and with our begging bowl, we can beg from Your khazana and we can ask You, O Malik, O Kareem, how fortunate we are. It is Your fazal, Your kindness. You bless us with iman. Ya Allah, You give us the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, our entire life, even if we spend in sajda, we cannot appreciate this great ni'mat. Ya Allah, such a ni'mat that You have given us iman. Ya Allah, it is this iman, if we have sincerity, we recite the kalima with ikhlas, we practice on this kalima, it will save us from the fire of Jahannam, it will give us entrance into Jannat. Ya Allah, make it a reality. Strengthen our iman. Strengthen our iman. Make our iman kamil. Ya Allah, make our iman mazboot, solid and strong. Ya Allah, give us a perfect iman. Give us a perfect iman. Don't give us a weak iman. Then Ya Allah, don't make us get caught in the traps of our nafs and shaitan. Ya Allah, shaitan, Ya Allah, he is gharoor, he deceives us, he promises us, he lies to us. Ya Allah, in the world shaitan will tempt us, he will seduce us, he will entice us, he will deviate us, he will take us away from Sirat al-Mustaqim. Shaitan has taken a vow, Ya Allah, by Your grandeur, by Your majesty, by Your power, Ya Allah, You gave him a chance. You sent him into this world and he asked You for grace. He asked You for a chance and then Ya Allah, You gave him the chance to come into the world and then he takes takes a qasam on top of that, and he says, "Oh Allah, all your bandas in the world, I am going to mislead them. As long as they are alive, I am going to mislead them. I will make them sing. I will make them listen to music. I will make them do haram. I will make them lie. I will make them fornicate and make zina. I will make them go to the rave clubs. I will make them drink wine and alcohol. I will take them off sirat al-mustaqim." Ya Allah, you answered shaitan, and you mentioned to shaitan, "By my grandeur, by my might, my qudrat, my izzat, my kibriya, O shaitan, O iblis, O la'in, O matrud, as long as Ibn Adam has got life, I will not stop him from making tawbah. I will not stop him from turning to me. Eh, Maliki Kareem." We have learned in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that you accept tawbah until sakarat. Before sakarat comes to us, before maut comes to us, when we'll be so weak. And that is the time when shaitan is as it is strongest. And shaitan comes to the right hand side of the person and he tells him, "Oh person, you are leaving this world. Believe in Christianity. Ya Allah, if a person is weak, if he didn't live a life according to Islam and Shariat, at that time he can fall into the prey of shaitan. But if he succeeds, that shaitan comes in the left hand side in the form of his mother and say, 'Oh my beta, oh my son, listen to me. I'm your mother. I will never deceive you. Accept the Jewish religion.' And shaitan will try to make us leave the fold of Islam and believe in other ilahs and believe in other gods. Eh, Maliki Kareem, but you have mentioned in the Quran Majeed, 'Innal ladheena qalu rabbuna Allah.' Those who say, 'Allah is my Rabb, Allah is my nurturer, Allah is my sustainer, Allah is my creator, Allah is my protector. My Allah is so loving, my Allah is so kind, my Allah is full of kindness and warmth and love and affection. My Allah is not harsh, my Allah is not an oppressor, my Allah is so kind. Oh Allah, you have said in the Quran, 'Innal ladheena qalu rabbuna Allah, thumma istaqamu,' then they are steadfast, they have istiqamat on taqwa, istiqamat on iman, tatanazzalu alayhimul malaika.' At that time, when the person is leaving this world, you will send your angels of rahmat down, and those angels will drive away those shayateen who are trying to mislead man at that very crucial moment, a few moments, those few seconds before he leaves this world. Those malaika of rahmat will come, they'll drive those shayateen away, far away, and they will address this person, and they will say, 'Nahnu awliyaukum fil hayati dunya wa fil akhirah.' We are your friends in this world and the akhirah. 'Nahnu awliyaukum fil hayati dunya wa fil akhirah.' Now you will leave this world, and for you, whatever you desire, your Allah is prepared to give you. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ نُزُلًا مِّنْ غَفُورِ الرَّحِيمِ. This is the mehman nawazi of an Allah who is full of mercy, of an Allah who is ghafoor, of an Allah who is rahim. Eh Malik, how beautiful, what beautiful names you've got. Ya Allah, we have got lazzat in your name. Ya Allah, we have got enjoyment when we have enjoyment when we take your name. Ya Allah, in your Allah, you have kept that Allah, Allah. That mu'min, he is pleading to you. That sigh of pareshani, that want, that need. Oh my Allah, assist me. Oh my Allah, I need you. Oh Allah, you become mine. Oh Allah, assist me today. Oh Allah, I'm unfaithful. Oh my Allah, I'm disloyal. Oh Allah, I turn my back to you. Oh Allah, the Quran I did not recite it. Oh Allah, the month of Ramadan came, I made some tilawat the last day, the 27th night of Ramadan came. After that, I didn't find the need to go for Taraweeh. I closed your kitab and I said, next year I will see you. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, your Kalam-e-Majeed. When Sahaba would read it, when Awliya would read it, one night, the entire night they would cry and cry upon one ayat of the Quran Majeed. Abdullah bin Rawaha, radiallahu ta'ala, this one ayat, وَإِن مِّنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا وَإِن مِّنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا كَانَ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَقْضِيًّا. Ya Allah, he cried the whole night. He cried and he cried. His wife was sitting nearby. She began to cry. She saw her husband crying. She did not know why her husband was crying. But that ah of her husband, that ah of her husband, that buka, that cry out of your fear. Ya Allah, he cried. So she cried. He asked him, "Oh my beloved husband, why are you crying? She's saying, I don't know. Because you are crying, you are making me cry. Then she asked him, oh my husband, why are you crying? He said, there's one ayat. When Allah has taken a pledge that every single one of us has to cross pul sirat. Ya Allah, the sahabi, Ya Allah, he cried the whole night. Ya Allah, pul sirat is a reality. Ya Allah, pul sirat, we all have to cross. Eh Maliki Kareem, when our time comes, make us cross pul sirat. Ya Allah, with the speed of lightning, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, very quickly. Ya Allah, very swiftly. Don't make us fall into Jahannam. Hey Allah, don't make us fall into Jahannam. Ya Allah, we are so fearful of that moment. Ya Allah, make our hisab kitab. When we stand before Allah, nobody else would be standing with us. Just Allah and the banda. No interpreter, no person who can assist him. Nobody at all, nobody at all. My beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, call his beloved auntie, Hazrat Safiya radiallahu ta'ala anha. He called his beloved daughter, Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, and he called them, he addressed them. He said, oh my auntie, oh my Safiya, oh my daughter, oh my Fatima, in this world, you believe in Allah, and you make itaat of Allah, obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, follow Allah's commandments, because tomorrow, I cannot assist you. Ya Allah, we believe that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam makes sifarish. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is teaching his ummat that, oh ummat, do not sleep. Do not sleep. Wake up, rise, and fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Love you Allah. Obey Allah. Do not be disloyal to Allah. Do not be disobedient to Allah. Ey Allah, when we stand before the mizan, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, fill our scale of good deeds. Make it so weighty, that it outweighs the bad deeds. Don't make there be any bad deeds whatsoever, Ya Allah. Ey Allah, Ya Kareem. And make our hisab kitab very, very swift. Ya Allah, we are rather asking you, Ya Allah, don't take any hisab kitab from us. Ya Allah, we have heard that 70,000 people from this ummat, they will enter Jannat bighair hisab kitab. They will go direct into Jannat. Ya Allah, we don't have that amal that can give us that. But Allah, it is you. You are the creator. You are the judge on the day of Qiyamah. Everything is in your control. On the day of Qiyamah, when you wrap the world into your hand, when you wrap up the skies and the earth, وَالْأَرْضُ مَطْوِيَّاتٌ بِيَمِينِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ Allah, then you will see, you will address all the tyrants of this world. لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ To who does this kingdom belong now? أَيْنَ الْجَبَابِرَ أَيْنَ الْمُلُوكُ Where are all those kings? Where are all those tyrant rulers? Where are you today? To who does everything belong? لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَّارِ To that one Allah who is most powerful. To that one Allah who is the greatest. Everything moves in His control. Ya Allah, on that day, when the sun will be hovering above our heads, when people will be drowning in their own perspiration, some people perspiration to their ankles, some to their knee, some to their waist, some to their shoulders, some will be covered completely in perspiration. Ya Allah, we cannot even understand this. Eh Malik, eh Kareem, but there'll be some people under your saya, under your shade, on that shade, when there'll be no shade, but your shade. Eh Malik, eh Kareem, make us be amongst those people. Ya Allah, we have read in the kitab, Ya Allah, that the hafiz of the Quran, Hamalatul Quran, one who has got your Quran in his sina, Ya Allah, you will grant him shade. Ya Allah, make all of us Hufazi Kiram. Ya Allah, although we are so old, Ya Allah, we've got niyat, Ya Allah, to become hafiz of the Quran. Ya Allah, you have mentioned, your Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned that a person who is becoming hafiz of the Quran, or he's seeking knowledge in your path, and he passes away, if a hafiz passes away, whilst he is doing the hifz of the Quran and Majid, the malaika will complete his hifz for him. Ya Allah, we are very kamzor. Ya Allah, but make us amongst the hufaz. If we can't do hifz, make our little children hufaz ikram. Ya Allah, so on the day of Qiyamah, you can bless us with the taj, with the crown. Ya Allah, give us Jannatul Firdaus. Ya Allah, give us Jannatul Firdaus. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned in the hadith that in the month of Ramadan, seek from Allah Jannat. Ask Allah for Jannat. Ask Allah for Jannat. And ask Allah to save you from Jahannam. Ya Allah, the month of Ramadan came, it went by. Ya Allah, every year we say this. Every year we regret. Ya Allah, every year. Ya Allah. Sahaba Ikram, when they said to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, The iman was kindled. Ya Allah, they had such qurb of you, Ya Allah, that Haritha radiallahu ta'ala, when he's awakened by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Nabi of Allah asks him, O Haritha, kif asbahta? O Haritha, how are you this morning? O Allah, how beautiful is the sahaba. What qurb, what closeness they had, what iman they had. Haritha says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, asbahtu mu'minan haqqa, I have brought iman, my iman is true, I am a pakka mu'min, this is my condition. As though I can see the people of Jannat enjoying the beauty of Jannat, and as though I can see the people of Jahannam shouting and shrieking. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned to him that you are a person, Allah has given you the noor of iman, hold firm onto this. Ya Allah have rahm on us, we cannot become like the sahaba. Ya Allah, we read the stories, the sacrifices, Ya Allah, we cannot compare ourselves to them. Ya Allah, we at that time of this ummat, Ya Allah, which is very close to qiyamah. When qiyamah will take place, you alone know. The alamat of qiyamah is in front of us. Still, Ya Allah, we have turned our backs to you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, tonight, we made dua before also. Tonight again, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are making this firm promise to you, Allah. Ya Allah, this firm pledge to you, Ya Allah. We shun all those sins we committed in the past. We regret committing those sins. We are feeling ashamed and terrible. Whatever gunas we committed, Ya Allah. Gunas of all our limbs, our eyes, ears, our mind, our bodies, our private parts, our hands, our legs, whatever haram thing we did, whichever haram place we went, Ya Allah, you forgive us completely. We are not going to go back to that place. We are not going to commit those sins. Ya Allah, we are not going to commit the sins. Ya Allah, we make that wada to you. Ya Allah, we are making sachi pakki toba. Ya Allah, we are making sachi pakki toba. Tawbatan nasuha. Tawbatan nasuha. Tawbatan nasuha. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are asking you again. Forgive our sins. Ya Allah, press the delete button over our sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, la yusalu amma yaf'al. Nobody going to question you. Why you forgive us? Nobody going to question you. Ya Allah, there is nobody greater than you. Forgive us. Help us. We are asking you for assistance. Ya Allah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, wa idha sa'alta fas'alillah. If you ask for anything, ask Allah. Wa idha sta'anta, if you need help, fasta'in billah. Then ask Allah for assistance. Every day in our salat, we say, Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. O Allah, you alone we worship. O Allah, you are the only person we make sajda to, we make ruku to, we make takbir, we say Allahu Akbar, we read qiraat, we say Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi al-Ala. Ya Allah, you are the only person we worship. We don't worship any other idols. We don't worship the sun, the moon, the stars, or any other godlings. Ey Malik, ey Kareem, we are not making shirk. Ya Allah, forgive our sins. Assist us. Help us. Ya Allah, after the month of Ramadan, Ya Allah, give us this taqwa. And every step we take in our dunya and akhirat, make it be in accordance to your tariqah, to your way. Ya Allah, the way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, according to your will, your desire, your pleasure, not according to the whims and fancies of our egos, our nafs, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, shaitan will be released after Ramadan. Ya Allah, then this is going to be so difficult on us. Now, with your fazal and karam, Ya Allah, to some extent, not completely even, but to some extent, we manage to monitor our nafs. We manage to keep our nafs in control. Ya Allah, we held our nafs very firmly. Ya Allah, but now shaitan also, he will join our nafs. Ya Allah, it's going to become so difficult upon us. Ya Allah, but you have mentioned, فَسَنُ يَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى. That person who wants Jannat and that path to Jannat, Ya Allah, you make it easy for him. And you see the ikhlas in the person. When a person takes one step to you come running to him. Ya Allah, we need your aghosh rahmat. Ya Allah, your mercy, your assistance. Ya Allah, your khushnudi, your razamandi. Ya Allah, hum teri riza chahte hain. Ya Allah, we want your razamandi, your pleasure. Ey Malik Kareem, we are not going to leave here. We can't leave here. We're going to go back home. We'll go and sleep away. We'll just waste our time. Ya Allah, we are desperate. You can see our faces. Have pity upon us. See our heart. Ya Allah, have mercy upon us. Ya Allah, we have raised our hands. Ya Allah, these beloved brothers of ours, Ya Allah, they have made the sacrifice. Ya Allah, please, my Allah. Ya Allah, Please, for the sake of beloved Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, so much of sacrifice, so much he did for this ummah. Ya Allah, don't make it be such that my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is informed. When he's informed of the amal of his ummah, then he sees how terrible we are behaving and how terrible our amal is. Ya Allah, what pain will cause to him. Ya Allah, but you show him good about us and you tell him, Ya Allah, you inform him that you have forgiven us and we have got a clean record, a clean sheet. How happy Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will become. Ya Allah, Allahumma innaka afuun kareem, tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna ya kareem. We are reciting that dua that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, that if she gets Laylatul Qadr, she must recite this dua. Allahumma innaka afuun kareem, tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna ya kareem. Ya Allah, grant us Laylatul Qadr. Ya Allah, our tears have dried up. Our hearts have become heavy. We've got no more tears to shed. Ya Allah, we are so weak, so weak. Ya Allah, now you have mercy. Ya Allah, at this very moment, Ya Allah, you make the fasla of hidayat, Ya Allah. Fasla of hidayat throughout the world. Fi mashariqil ard wa magharibiha. Throughout the world. Ya Allah, from now onwards, from this very moment, suddenly, Ya Allah, like how suddenly you send some azab or some earthquake, or some volcano, or some hurricane, or some flood, or some wind. Well, Ya Allah, suddenly, Ya Allah, now you change the condition. This entire ummah from darkness, Ya Allah, you bring it to your noor. Ya Allah, you have mentioned, Allahu waliyul ladina amanu yukhrijuhum min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur. Allah is the friend of the believers. Allah is the one who removes them from darkness, from darknesses to noor, to light. And shaitan, he befriends such people that he takes them out from noor and he takes them to darkness. Ya Allah, remove us from the darkness of sin, from the darkness of our passion, from the darkness of our egos, our whims, our fancies, our illicit relationships we're having. Ya Allah, help us, Ya Allah. Keep us on sirat mustaqim. Keep us on sirat mustaqim. Don't make us falter. Don't make us stumble. Don't make us fall. Don't make us get hurt. Ya Allah, but if we happen to falter, if we happen to stumble, if we commit guna again, then Allah, Ya Allah, you are tawwab. Ya Allah, tawwab means that you are prepared to forgive. You are of forgiving, most forgiving. Then again give us tawfiq of repenting and turning to you. Ya Allah, we can go on and on and on. We will get tired. We are tired. Ya Allah, but you never get tired. You never doze off. You never sleep. Slumber does not overtake you. Ya Allah, hum kamzori. We are your makhluk. Ya Allah, we've got filth and impurity in our body. But with all that, we are still proud of ourselves. We still have pride and arrogance over our wealth, our business, our properties, our intellect, our knowledge. Ya Allah, forgive us. You destroyed Qarun. Qarun used to brag about his intelligence, about his wealth. You sunk him into the earth. Fir'aun, you destroyed him. He had all the palaces. Everything went. Ya Allah, you showed us. Kings, whenever they left this world, they left without taking a single penny, a single dirham, a single rial, no coin they took in this world. They went empty-handed. Ya Allah, one day we are going to be overtaken with maut. Ya Allah, and they will give us ghusl. Before they pour the ghusl water over us, Ya Allah, help us to cleanse our hearts, Ya Allah, with the water of tawbah and istighfar and repentance. Ya Allah, and then they will slice our garments, Ya Allah. They will remove our false teeth, our watch, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we'll be moved, Ya Allah. We will have no life in us. We'll be lifeless. People will be around us. Ya Allah, they will give us ghusl. They will wash our head, our body. They will turn us from the right-hand side to the left-hand side. They will drape us with a kafan. They will push us into the coffin. They will take us in the hearse. We will be taken to the masjid. People will assemble there. They will make our janazah. They will take us to the Qabristan. Ya Allah, they will follow us to the Qabristan. Our families will follow us. The people will follow us. Ya Allah, perhaps our wealth, our cars will follow us. Ya Allah, our family, our wealth, our amal will follow us. But when we go down into the qabr, 6 feet, Ya Allah, down, then our families will return, our wealth will return, and then, oh my Allah, it will only be our amal, only our amal. Ya Allah, before maut comes to us, before maut comes to us, eh Malik e Kareem, help us, my Allah, help us, Ya Allah, to do amal e saliha, righteous deeds, my Allah, is Laylatul Qadr tonight, my Allah, you grant us Laylatul Qadr, eh Allah, it is a
the reality that is dawning upon us. Now we realize all his life we left of ghaflat, completely negligent, Ya Allah. We didn't care about you. Ya Allah, you have given us a tawfiq this Ramadan to turn to you. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, do not make us ghafil anymore now. Ya Allah, we realize we're back on track. Ya Allah, we are moving straight now towards Jannat, Ya Allah. You have mentioned, Wallahu yad'u ila dari salam wa yahdi man yasha'u ila siratim mustaqim. Allah is inviting us to Darus Salam, to Jannatul Firdaus. Allah is guiding us to Sirat-e Mustaqim. Oh my Allah, oh my Allah, before maut comes to us, help us to make tawbah, sincere istighfar. Ya Allah, whatever filth we got in our hearts, remove that filth today. Give us hidayat, you make us true believers. Ya Allah, if we didn't have sincerity, give us the sincerity. Whatever actions we did without ikhlas, Ya Allah, you change it, you accept it. Give us the ikhlas. Make those amal maqbool, Ya Allah. Make those amal maqbool, Ya Allah. From today onwards, whilst we are making this dua also now, Ya Allah, remove riya from our heart. Remove pride from our heart. Don't make us do things for show, Ya Allah, and for praise of the people. Eh Malik e Kareem, you assist us, Ya Allah. You guide us, Ya Allah. Give us the ikhlas, Ya Allah. Hum bohat kamzor hai. Bohat kamzor hai. Bohat daif hai. Ya Allah, we need strength. You give us the taqat. You give us the strength. Give us good health. Ya Allah, help us in the future. Ya Allah, make us do, Ya Allah, good actions, Ya Allah. Actions with that going to be accepted, Ya Allah. And Ya Allah, when we are placed in the qabr, Ya Allah. Eh, Malik e Kareem. Ya Allah, when we are alone in the qabr, Ya Allah, then our families will forget us and they'll go away. Our wives will get married again. Our children will be fighting over the inheritance and properties. Then nobody thinks of us. Nobody cares to send any sawab. Nobody sends any isale sawab. Nobody worries about us. Perhaps for 3 days or 40 days, and maybe once a year on an Eid day, maybe they'll go to the Qabristan. That is if they go to. Eh Malik e Kareem, who is going to take care of us there? Ya Allah, when Munkar and Nakir will come and they will ask us those questions. Eh Malik, Eh Kareem, Ya Allah, you assist us. Ya Allah, that exam is very difficult. Sayyidina Usman would cry and cry. People will ask him, why are you crying? Why are you crying so much about the qabr? You see, innahu awwalu manzilin min manazilil akhirah. It is the first stage of the stage of the akhirah. Whoever passes here will pass throughout the akhirat, and he will pass all the other examinations. But if whoever fails in the qabr, then he is doomed forever and ever. Ay Allah, make the qabr expand far, completely far. Make the breeze of Jannat come, Ya Allah. Make us be happy in the qabr. Make us be with bliss, Ya Allah, in the qabr. And happy, Ya Allah. Do not make us be in pain and suffering. Ya Allah, we can talk about serpents. And we can talk about scorpions of this world. But they are nothing compared to the serpents and scorpions and the snakes of the akhirat. Ya Allah, the fire of the akhirat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, it is mentioned in your kalam. When you throw a person in Jahannam, and his body will melt, and his skin will be shredded, and it will be finished. Kullama nadijat juluduhum, baddallahum juludan ghayra. Yadukul adab. Ya Allah, you have mentioned, when the skin will fall off, you will replace the skin. Skin will come again on the body, and again azab will be repeated, again and again and again. And Ya Allah, you will punish that person. That person will be given pus to drink, and blood to drink. Today we can't even go near pus and blood. Ya Allah, help us. Do not give us the bitter taste of zakum. Ya Allah, it will burn the entire person's body. It will burn up the intestine. It will scald his brains. Bothered boiling water will finish him. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Malik. How are we going to manage? Ya Allah, don't take us to Jahannam. Ya Allah, may give us a direct ticket to Jannatul Firdaus. Ya Allah, with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Allah, we have heard from the hadith, Al-Mar'u ma'a man ahabba. That person on the day of Qiyamah, whoever he loved in this world, he will be raised with that person. We love our Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam very dearly. Give us the tawfiq of doing good amal, that we can be with him. We'll be raised with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah, and it'll become easy for us, and grant us the sifarish of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, when we go to Jannat, Ya Allah, give us the pleasures of Jannat. Ya Allah, and give us the time, that opportunity, Ya Allah, where we will see you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us mahroom of that, Ya Allah. Do not make us mahroom of that. Eh Malik, Eh Kareem,
when you will make salam to the people of Jannah. Grant us that occasion. Grant us that ni'mat. Ey Malik, twice a day. Ey Rahim, Ey Kareem, Ey Allah. You will recite your noble kalam to the people of Jannah. You will recite Ar-Rahman, Allama Al-Quran, Allahu Akbar. Ey Allah, this surah you have mentioned. You have started it. You have commenced it with Ar-Rahman, the most merciful. Allah, what else we could ask you tonight? We're asking you for forgiveness. We're asking for your mercy. We're asking you for your happy, your pleasure. You become pleased with us now. Ya Allah, you please. You become pleased with us, Ya Allah. Give us your certificate of Razamandi. Ya Allah, how you give Sahaba radiallahu anhu majmain? They were happy with you. You were happy with them. Ya Allah, we are trying. We are trying to emulate them and imitate them and follow their footsteps and the footsteps of beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, give us the true ishq of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the genuine ishq of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Make us genuine followers of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every sunnah, Ya Allah, make it come into our life. Do not make us be amongst those people who mock the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ey Allah, give us your qurb, your marifat, your yaqeen, your closeness. Ya Allah, give us that bond with you, that strong bond with you that is not going to break forever and ever. Ya Allah, give us that qurb, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us your true muhabbat, your ishq, Ya Allah. Our hearts must be filled with your love, with your muhabbat. Your muhabbat must be the most in our hearts, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka hubbak wa hubba man yuhibbuk wa hubba amalin yuhibbuk wa hubba amalin yuballighuna hubbak. Allahumma ja'al hubbaka أحب إلينا من كل شيء من أنفسنا وأهلينا وأولادنا ومن الماء البارد. Ya Allah, make our children the coolness of our eyes. Ya Allah, there is so much of fitna that is taking place today. Such trials, such tribulations. Ya Allah, what our youngsters are exposed to, Ya Allah. What is going to happen to him a few years down the line, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, these fitna, these masoom children, when they come out of their home, they're invited by haram. There are billboards inviting them to haram. There are pictures inviting them to haram. They've got bad company. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you give them hidayat. Especially our youngsters, Ya Allah. These young children, these young boys, these young girls. Ya Allah, they are now donning that libas of your enemies, Ya Allah. The enemies of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They're taking such pleasure to leave this hair open. A girl, she no more wants to cover her hair. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you give her hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they're exposing their bodies, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they are not cared. They don't care anymore. Ya Allah, there was one zamana when a lady, Ya Allah, and till today, the elderly woman of our society, from five, they see a person with beard and kurta coming, even though they may not be in hijab, but they try to cover their faces with their scarf. Ya Allah, but today's young girls, they don't care anymore. They've got their cell phone. Ya Allah, they're so scantily dressed. Ya Allah, they're moving with their boyfriends, Ya Allah. They don't care anymore. You can tell them what you want, but they don't care. Today, Islam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, is only on the internet, Ya Allah. It is only on the computer. Islam is on the frame. It is on the sticker, Ya Allah. It is not in our hearts, Ya Allah. It is not in the masjid, Ya Allah. It is not in our homes, Ya Allah. You change the environment. Your Ahlullah, Ya Allah. Your Khasani Khuda, Your Khasan, Ya Allah. They cried. They cried. They warned us. They told us to make an effort. Ya Allah, we were lazy. We were negligent. Ya Allah, you give us a chance once more. Ya Allah, especially our Muslim youth, Ya Allah. Give them hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we love them, Ya Allah. Make them, Ya Allah, love deen. Love the ulama-i kiram, the huffaz-i kiram. Make their minds, their heart be attached to the masjid, Ya Allah. Do not take them near the rave clubs, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they are destroying themselves. Ya Allah, we as parents, we don't know what's going on there, Ya Allah. We don't know anything, Ya Allah. But Ya Allah, we have heard from those people, Ya Allah, who have been in those places, Ya Allah, and they destroy their lives. They are crying today. They regret today. Forgive them, Ya Allah. Save these children. They are innocent children. When they goof initially, they don't know what they are going to be exposed to. They walk into that place, Ya Allah, and then they are drugged, and then they are finished, and then they begin to make sajda to shaitan. Ya Allah, save them from the rape clubs, from the disco dancing, Ya Allah, from haram places, Ya Allah. Do not make them take any more drugs, Ya Allah. Do not make them take sharab, Ya Allah, and alcohol, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, help them, Ya Allah. Fill our bodies with halal rozi, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, such halal rozi, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make our rozi asan for us. And give us the barakat in our rozi. Ya Allah, these brothers are trying so hard. There are people who got no job. They are battling to take, put one lukma in their mouth, Ya Allah. The children, masoom children, they are battling, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, so many people, Ya Allah. Some are sitting here also. They are looking for jobs, Ya Allah. They are desperate, Ya Allah. They want a shade. They want a shelter. They want some food, they want some money, Ya Allah, so they can support their family, their children. Ya Allah, things are going so difficult, so expensive. Ya Allah, you help us to assist them. You open your doors for them. Give them halal rozi. And all of us, Ya Allah, whether we are doctors, teachers, lawyers, businessmen, ulama, hufaz, don't make us muhtajun, any makhluk. Make us independent. Ya Allah, you pour your rozi and give us halal rozi. Don't make a single morsel of haram come near us also, Ya Allah. Do not fill our bellies with haram, with interest, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, this ummah, Ya Allah, just doesn't want to worry anymore. They're not bothered anymore. Ya Allah, when you have declared in the Quran that you declare war with that person who consumes incest, interest, that person who takes eats interest, Ya Allah, you have declared war against him. Ya Allah, today our transactions are full of riba. We don't care. We don't care at all. We look for loopholes. We want to make everything kosher. We don't care what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Forgive us. Make us understand that we are not in this world forever and ever. We are one day going to leave this world. This world is a prison for the believers. And Jannat, Akhirat, is our paradise. Akhirat is a place where we're going to be in comfort, in bliss, in happiness. All the marhumin who left this world, they are shouting to us. They are calling out to us. Oh person, oh family member of mine, what are you doing? Do not waste your time in the dunya. Worry about the akhirat. Wal akhiratu khairu abqa. Ya Allah, but you have created us. We have to do something in this world to live, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those are just necessities, Ya Allah. But beyond that, now help us to channel our efforts for the akhirat, Ya Allah. To prepare for the akhirat, Ya Allah. Don't make us be amongst the foolish people who will waste their lives in all the futile, mundane things, the embellishment of this world, the glitter and glamour of this world. Ya Allah, help us now to invest for the akhirat. Ya Allah, to invest for the akhirat, that on the day of Qiyamah, we have no hasrat, no dama, no nadamat. We are happy. We'll have so many good deeds on our account. Ya Allah, forgive our mothers and sisters. Forgive them, Ya Allah. Forgive them. They are making ibadat. They are crying. In their own way, they have turned to you. Ya Allah, with your fazal, you have given us receivers today. And Ya Allah, you have made it possible for them also to follow the dua, to follow the tilawat, to follow the dhikr. Ya Allah, they also got arzu. They also got umid. They make many, many mistakes. Ya Allah, sometimes they lose their temper. Ya Allah, many times they don't make qadr. Ya Allah, sometimes they blurt out things that we do not like and we become so angry with them. Ya Allah, save us from divorcing them. Save us from using the word talaq, Ya Allah. Ya aapas mein ulfat wa muhabbat peda farma. Ya Allah, our children, make them the coolness of our eyes. Make them the coolness of our eyes, even if they are doctors and lawyers and teachers. But first, Ya Allah, make them believing, believers, Ya Allah. Make them believing doctors, practicing Muslim doctors and teachers and lawyers. Ya Allah, our society, nation, Ya Allah. Those who are writing matric, Ya Allah, assist them, Ya Allah. Make them be assessed to our community, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, help all the students, wherever they are writing examination, to make it easy for them, Ya Allah, when the holiday will come. Ya Allah, the month of December and January. Ya Allah, again, our masoom children will be invited by vice and haram and evil and filth and fornication. Shaitan will blow his flute and he will play his beautiful or his haram music to them, and his innocent masoom souls will move towards shaitan and will be caught in this trap again, in this web of shaitan. Ya Allah, you guide them, make them spend their holidays in a proper way, in the masjid, with ulama-i kiram, in the work, in the dawat of tabligh, in tabligh jamaat. Ya Allah, all the good works of deen, darul uloom, masajid, madaris, makatib, the khankas, the work of dawat and tabligh, all good work that is taking place, whether it is tasneef, talif, whatever it is, you accept it, Ya Allah. You accept it, Ya Allah, and make it a means of hidayat. Give us taraqqi, Ya Allah. Protect us, Ya Allah, from all sides, from all evils, from all su, from all evil, from all bala, from all musibat. Remove the masaib over our heads. Hey Allah, you are well aware from musibat, Ya Allah. We have been crying and crying and crying to you to remove this masaib from our head. But Ya Allah, we have this yaqeen that tonight most definitely, you have made the fasla. You have made that fasla that, oh my banda, I have removed that musibat from your head. And oh my banda, you, whatever your desire is, I'm going to fulfill your desire. And oh my banda, I have forgiven you. Ya Allah, those who are sick and ailing, forgive them, help them, give them shifa-e kamil. Ya Allah, those who have passed away, make them maghfirat. Our turn will come also. Give us an easy mouth, Ya Allah. Make it easy for us. Our zuban must not be, Ya Allah, must not become difficult to recite the kalima la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, when we leave this world. Make it be easy for us. When we leave this world, make the people talk good about us, Ya Allah. Make them bear good witness and good testimony on our behalf, Ya Allah. Don't make people say, oh, so good this person is gone. He used to be an evil person. Now we're free from all his taklif and all his parishani. He was a zalim. He was a terrible person. Make us have good akhlaq, a good mizaj. Ya Allah, our akhlaq is terrible, Ya Allah. You have blessed us with knowledge, Ya Allah. Help us now to practice according to the knowledge. Ya Allah, you know we want to practice according to the knowledge. Ya Allah, you help us, Ya Allah. On the day of Qiyamah, do not catch us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, help us, guide us, and make us a means of hidayat. Make us guide the masses, Ya Allah, correctly on sirat-e-mustaqim. Don't make us be on batil, and don't make us a means of batil. Make us be on haq, and make us a means of haq. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa wa rizukna tiba'a wa arina al-batila batila wa rizukna tinaba. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Whatever we ask, may Allah grant us our desires. Whatever we haven't asked, what we have forgotten, what is khair for us, you are well aware of it. Grant it to us, Ya Allah. Grant it to us, Ya Allah. Whatever my brother's desire is, whatever our sister's desires are, Ya Allah, grant all of them these desires. Ya Allah, these 2 or 3 days left. Ya Allah, do not make us spend it incorrectly, Ya Allah. Do not make us get sick, Ya Allah, and weak, Ya Allah. But increase us in this ibadat and bless us with Laylatul Qadr and bless us with these remaining days and on the day of Eid also. Ya Allah, the night of Eid, Ya Allah, grant us that prize. Make us be among those winners and we'll be so happy. Give us that sukoon, that chain, that itminan. Ya Allah, always make our tongues occupied in your remembrance. Make our actions, Ya Allah, such that we are dhakireen. We remember you all the time. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alina ya maulana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.